Those who criticize my generation forget who are the ones who raised us. Produce teenagers who pop and razors, scraping their veins open like erasers. Trying to erase all the pain and shame of delinquent teenagers on call with drugs and alcohol, having a ball while our species is endangered. Because in this day and age, you are nothing but a Facebook page, a retweet of nothing sweet, a selfie inside a cage. Living in a material prison, a 16x9 cell of whatever celebrities on your TV wanna sell. Cause everybody wants to be somebody, but nobody wants to be themselves. We adore the ones who ignore us, and ignore the ones who adore us. We are only Muslim by name so long as immigration won't deport us. I'm sorry, Mr. Politician, I didn't mean to look so different. I know my parents have a funny accent, but I'm just working with what I was given. You see, we moved to these lands to escape from poverty and persecution, but colonization of my nation kinda had the promised lands looking like an illusion. And I don't know what I'm doing, where I'm from, or where I'm going. You see, I wanted to go to school, but the class they put me in is boring. The teacher says that I have special needs and that my grades ain't that important, but they don't know that I could flip trees and by three buy me a pair of Jordans. And I don't want to play the race card because I ain't even a fan of poker. But every time I visit jails, it looks like the colored people taking over. But as I've grown older, I've realized what's most important. And I don't ask Allah for less tests, I ask Allah for bolder shoulders. Because inside of every tear is a moment most sincere to God. The help of Allah is near, but how near are you to Allah? Because in order to be free, you must escape from the prison of your desires and speak only when your words are more beautiful than silence. Make friends with the Quran because it is a book of guidance. Embody the message of messengers and stand tall like Dawood did the giants. I was looking for faults and so I started in the mirror. And I realized my real homies are those who want to be homies in Jannah. And though people are complicated, Islam is real simple. You see, Allah gives us so much, but yet we thank Him so little. But now even liberals see my sisters wearing hijabs as criminals. But I see every covered girl as a cover girl, so take cover girl. And forgive your enemies, but never forget what they have taught you. And know that those who gossip with you will one day gossip about you. They tell me I should rap to the youth, although my poetry is spoken. I tell them my tongue is a loaded gun and I am careful where I point it. Plus I ain't trying to give advice that I ain't acted upon myself. Everybody wants to change the world, but nobody wants to start within themselves. But from what I can tell, the signs are clear, the end of time is near. And behind every wrinkle on the face of our elders lies wisdom beyond our years. If only we would take a moment to attain all that they had made. One generation plants a seed so that the next can receive the shade. People ask me what changed, but wallahi akhi, nothing really. I just began to see this world as a traveler and I'm moving quickly. On my way inside my grave where everyone will sleep, cause the angel of death is a celebrity everybody's dying to meet. People say that they are killing time, but really time is just killing you. And your life is nothing more than all the paths and roads that you will choose. But even a man who killed 99 people and repented to Allah was excused. So if you say your heart has grown distant from Allah, then ask yourself who moved. Growing up is painful, but you can't stay small forever. Everybody wants a rainbow, but ain't prepared for bad weather. So never, ever, ever let the devil make you sad at where you are. Cause only in your darkest hour can you see the brightest stars. Some of the best lessons in my life were learned at the worst times. But I wouldn't change anything except my patience in the divine. Because if Allah brings you to it, then he will bring you through it. Just have patience and pray. Trust me, I'm living proof of it.